Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, chapter 2, shlok, which shlok is today? 9 to 11. And which verses are written on the board?
11.
Na nishkitaya. I think we just, because I have a little time this morning, only half an hour. Na nishkitaya uditaya brahma vadibhis. Tata vishudyat yagavan ratadibhi. Yatha hadeya nama padeya udaritais. Tat uttama shloka guno palambakam. Na, not, nishkitai, by the processes of atonement. Uditai, prescribed. Brahma Vadibi, by learned scholars such as Manu. Tata, to that extent. Vishudyati, becomes purified. Aghavan, a sinful man. Vrata Adibi, by observing the vows and regulative principles. Yatha, as. Harihe, of Lord Hari. Nama Padayi, by the syllables of the holy name. Udaritai, chanted. Tat, that. Uttama shloka, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Guna, of the transcendental qualities. Upalambakam, reminding one. Translation. By the following of the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies or undergoing atonement, sinful men do not become as purified as by chanting once the holy name of Lord Hari. Although ritualistic atonement may free one from sinful reactions, it does not awaken devotional service, unlike the chanting of the Lord's names, which reminds one of the Lord's fame, qualities, attributes, pastimes, and paraphernalia. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments that the chanting of the holy name of the Lord has special significance that distinguishes it from the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies of atonement for severe, more severe, and most severe sinful actions. There are 20 types of religious scriptures called Dharma Shastras, beginning with the Manu Samhita and Parashara Samhita. But herein it is stressed that although one may become free from the reactions of the most sinful activities by following the religious principles of these scriptures, this cannot promote a sinful man to the stage of loving service to the Lord. On the other hand, chanting the holy name of the Lord even once not only frees one immediately from the reactions of the greatest sins, but also raises one to the platform of rendering loving devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is described as Uttama Shloka because he is famous for his glorious activities. Thus one serves the Lord by remembering his form, his attributes, and pastimes. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that this is all possible simply by chanting the Lord's holy name because of the Lord's omnipotence. Right? Omnipotence. What cannot be achieved through the performance of Vedic rituals can be easily achieved through the chanting of the Lord's holy name. To chant the holy name and dance in ecstasy is so easy and sublime that one can achieve all the benefits of spiritual life simply by following this process. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu declares, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. All glories to Sri Krishna Sankirtan. The Sankirtan movement we have started offers the best process for purifying, for becoming purified of all sinful reactions and coming immediately to the platform of spiritual life. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. By following the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies or undergoing atonement, sinful men do not become as purified as by chanting once the holy name of Lord Krishna, Lord Hari. Although ritualistic atonements may free one from sinful reactions, it does not awaken devotional service, unlike the chanting of the Lord's names, which reminds one of the Lord's fame, qualities, attributes, pastimes, and paraphernalia. Yes. So Srila Prabhupada quotes a couple of times Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur because he wrote many, many pages of purports on these verses. We can go a little bit through these points Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur makes specifically related to this verse. First, he explains chanting is the best atonement. Srila Prabhupada points this out immediately in the beginning of the purport. Sunishkitam. Sunishkitam means the best. Su. And it emphasizes. Su means very much. Sunishkitam. It is the best activity to counteract sinful reactions. Since it destroys, now why is it the best? Can someone remember? Why is it the best? There are so many prayashitas mentioned in the Dharma Shastras, but why is the chanting of the holy name the best?
Because it puts using the platform of devotional service.
Oh. And something else?
Because
same? Yeah. The point is, it destroys the very root of all these sinful activities. Like the example is given of the creepers, unwanted creepers. You cut them, but you don't uproot them. And then after some time, again they grow. So that's the problem. This is why Maharaj Parikshit gives the example of the bathing of an elephant, right? He takes a nice bath, then he gets out of the water, again he throws all the dust over himself, again he's moochy. Then he takes the bath again throwing. So these are the prayashitas, these ritualistic activities of atonement. It is just a temporary solution. But it doesn't destroy the very root, the cause of all these sinful activities. And this is what chanting the holy names of the Lord does. This is why it's the best. Shunishkitam. Sridhar Swami, he also comments on this verse, this particular line, Tat Vishaya Matihi. From chanting the names of the Lord's mind dwells on that person who is chanting. And then the Lord thinks, this person belongs to me. He's chanting my name. I will always protect him. I will always protect him. So the Vishnu Dutas, hearing the name of the Lord, they refer to Lord Vishnu, who was hearing the chanting of Ajamila, Narayana, and he immediately told his associates, the Vishnu Dutas, you go there, you get him, bring him back home. Then how much more the Lord will remember a person who chants the Lord's name with a service attitude? This is the implication. The Vishnu Dutas said that Ajamil chanting at the time of death had destroyed all his sins, but actually from the first time that Ajamil called his son Narayana out of his affection for him, all his sins had been already destroyed. Already, just the first time chanting, all his sins were destroyed. Then of course the argument you could give is, but then afterwards, after the very first time of chanting Narayan, just calling his son, the other day we discussed this verse, calling his son. But then afterwards he performed so many sinful activities. What about that? And Vishwanath Chaudhari Thakur explains that still they did not cause any sinful reactions. Now we should not, think, wow, then I can also do all kinds of nonsense and there will be no sinful reactions. No, our case is a little bit different than Ajamila's. But still it is explained that although he performed all these sinful activities, still the chanting of the names of the Lord is so powerful that it does not only destroy, eradicate these sinful reactions of previous activities or present activities, even future activities. This was the case in Ajamila's case. And then he gives the example of a snake biting, but the fangs, the poisonous fangs, are being removed. So it was like that. Yes, he performed sinful activities, but still, he was not affected by the sinful reactions because of his innocence. So that's the explanation he gives. Then I thought we could talk a little bit about the special feature of this age of Kali. Because this process of chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Nam, it is so unique that even the demigod, we know that, we can give the quotation, Kalau Kalu Bhavishyanti Narayana Parayanaha. That's in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. That the inhabitants of Satya Yuga and all the other ages, they're very eagerly desire to take birth in this age of Kali. Since it is this age, in this age, there will be many, many devotees of the Supreme Lord chanting the holy names of the Lord. So they are standing in line, the demigods, waiting patiently to take birth in this age of Kali. Because it is such a easy process. In all the other ages, specifically Satya Yuga, the Ashtanga Yoga, such a complex process, very difficult to perform. And what people nowadays practice as yoga, it is just gymnastic. The yoga is different, very difficult. And they had to practice for thousands of years. Subhari Muni, there's one example, 60,000 years he was meditating, and still we know the story. So they're waiting, because it's such a simple process. Just by chanting Kritya Dhyayato Vishnum Tritayam Yachato Makhai Dvapari Padichajajam Kalau Tat Hariketanat. Whatever they performed in the previous yugas, very elaborate processes of self-realization, this all can be accomplished simply by chanting Hare Krishna. It is Lord Chaitanya's will that the Sankirtan movement inundate the entire world. We are so fortunate to participate in that inundation, inundating the entire world with the holy name. In Sri Chaitanya Chandodaya, this is one shastra, Kali admits defeat by Lord Chaitanya's deliverance of Jagai and Madai. You know, they were so sinful. They performed all the sinful activities you can imagine, you can think of. They did it. And still they were delivered. So when Kali saw that, he told his friend Adharma. Kali's friend is Adharma. So he told him, Mama Karmani Krinanti. He, this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has cut my work into pieces. I'm finished. I don't know what to do. He admitted defeat. Sankirtan, the congregational chanting of the Lord's holy names, is the only religious process validated by the Vedic scriptures for this present age of Kali. Thus it is called the Yuga Dharma. The natural virtues, justice, mercy, truthfulness, and so on, are evident in this age only under the shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. Wherever in the world virtue might be lacking, to whatever degree, it is easily restored simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna. Wherever the holy name is being uttered, sinful activities, sinful reactions cannot remain there. Not possible. According to Sridhar Swami, even in previous ages, it was not possible for the living entities to achieve the perfection that is available in Kali Yuga, that type of perfection, going home back to Godhead. Not possible. Jiva Goswami has explained this as follows. In former ages, such as Satyayuga, human beings were perfectly qualified and easily performed even the most difficult spiritual processes, meditating for many thousands of years, practically without eating or sleeping. Thus, although in any age, one who completely takes shelter of the Lord's holy name gets all perfection. The highly qualified inhabitants of Satyayuga do not consider that merely moving the tongue and lips, chanting the Lord's holy name, is a complete process, and that the Lord's holy name is the only shelter within the universe. They are more attracted to the difficult and elaborate yoga system of meditation, complete with sophisticated sitting postures, painstaking control of the breath, and deep extended meditations and trance on the Supreme Lord within the heart. In Satyayuga, sinful life is practically unheard of. And therefore people are not afflicted with the terrible reactions seen in this Kali Yuga, such as war, famine, plague, drought, insanity, etc. Although in Satyayuga people always worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the ultimate goal of life, and meticulously they follow all these laws of Dharma, they do not feel themselves to be in a helpless condition, like so many people in this age of Kali. They feel helpless. They don't know what to do. They do not feel like this. And thus they do not always experience this intense surrender to the Supreme Lord, taking shelter of the Supreme Lord. However, in Kali Yuga, conditions are so unbearable. These modern governments are so obnoxious sometimes, often. Even self-preservation is so troublesome that the conditioned souls intensely cry out the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. They're begging for relief of this horrible age of Kali. Then Srila Prabhupada, this is a quotation from Srila Prabhupada's purport. The members of the Krishna consciousness movement have vivid and unforgettable experience of the terrible contradictions inherent in human society in this age. And thus, they are firmly convinced that there is nothing to be achieved except the mercy of the Supreme Lord. In our ISKCON centers, Prabhupada explains, throughout the world, we observe wonderfully ecstatic kirtan performances in which men, women, children from all walks of life chant with a startling enthusiasm the holy names of Krishna and dance in ecstasy, becoming completely indifferent to so-called public opinion. There are so many nice verses. And there is one from the fifth canto. Nayatra vekuntakata sudha bhaga nasadavo bhagavatastatashrayaha nayatra yageshamaka mahasavaha suresha lokapi navai sasevyatam. In that verse it is explained, an intelligent person does not take interest in any place, even in the topmost planetary systems, if the pure Ganges of topics concerning the Supreme Lord's activities, pastimes, does not flow there.
Such a nice verse.
If there are not devotees engaged in service on the banks of such a river of piety, if there are no festivals of Samkirtan Yajna to satisfy the Lord, especially since Samkirtan Yajna is recommended in this age of Kali, they don't take any interest in such a place. This is intelligence. The Chaitanya Bhagavat also confirms, one should not desire to be elevated even to a place in the heavenly planetary system if it has no propaganda to expand the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And if there's no trace of Vaishnavas, the devotees of the Lord. I pray not to be allowed to take birth in such a condemned place. Chaitanya Bhagavat. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita also, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says that since Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the inaugurator of the Samkirtan movement, anyone who performs Samkirtan to please the Lord is very, very glorious. Such a person has perfect intelligence, whereas others are in the ignorance of material existence. Yes. The one more quotation from the Vaishnava Chintamani. Although capable of destroying all sins, the remembrance of Lord Vishnu is achieved only with extraordinary effort. On the other hand, one may perform simply Krishna Kirtan by moving one's lips, and thus this process is far superior. So like this, we find so many quotations glorifying this process of chanting the holy name of the Lord. And Jiva Goswami, he emphasizes the point that the proper chanting means one has to move the upper lip, the lower lip, and the tongue. And I recently thought that we are so fallen in this age of Kali, we even have to add one more, the vocal cord. Because sometimes devotees are moving, they're moving the lips, maybe even the tongue, but you don't hear anything. So the vocal cords also. We have to, you know, move the vocal cords to produce that sound, Hare Krishna, and hear it. So we have to move the upper lip, the lower lip, the tongue, and the vocal cords. That's the process of properly chanting the holy name of the Lord. So unfortunately, I have a conference call for 2 hours. But we can take maybe one short question. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, any short question or comment? About anything and everything. And he was first in the back.
Again, we hear the glorification of Harinam Sankirtan.
Again and again. Again and again.
But
not just again.
That enthusiasm to not just like to chant and increase our chanting is not there.
So it is what, not there?
Well, for me, it isn't. So how to? What stops us from having that enthusiasm to just chant Hare Krishna non-stop?
So many devotees have enthusiasm. We just follow their example. Like one disciple of Srila Prabhupada, he mentioned, you know, I have no, sometimes I have no inspiration for chanting. What shall I do? The Prabhupada, he simply, replied, then you just go to someone who has inspiration. Let's go associate with him. That's our process. If I have no enthusiasm, then I have to find someone who has. Then associate. Be with that devotee. Then naturally that will reflect on yourself. You will also become enthusiastic. Like I remember at one point in Germany, the book distribution went a little bit down. And Srila Prabhupada, he arranged that one Sankirtan devotee, what was his name, Buddhimanta. He unfortunately already passed away. Prabhupada disciple Buddhimanta, Srila Prabhupada sent him to Germany because he was so enthusiastic. He didn't speak one word German. He just went on the street with a book, went down on his knees, and he was begging the people. And he just spoke English. They didn't understand, but they could understand. He was down on his knees and he was just going like this, please take this book. And he distributed more than any German Sankirtan devotee. Because he had that enthusiasm. He wanted to do it. So that's the process. Association is so powerful. When we have doubts, we must associate with a devotee who has no doubts. No enthusiasm, associate with one who has enthusiasm. What else we sometimes don't have? What else is lacking sometimes?
Attentively chanting. Attentively chanting. Because from unattentively chanting coming all anardas in the holy name.
Yeah. So again, you associate with someone who is chanting purely. That's sometimes not easy to detect. It depends on so many, factors, what we do throughout our day and night, month after month, year after year. That also determines the purity of our chanting. That cannot be seen, instantly, immediately. But the point is, we have to associate with those devotees who have what we are lacking. If we don't have it, someone has to associate with that devotee more closely. That's the whole process. Like, Srila Prabhupada himself, the topmost example, he had that sublime enthusiasm to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. Just by associating with him, the first Prabhupada disciples, they had no specific qualifications. Now sometimes our second generation devotees, they think, oh, these Prabhupada disciples are so special. We are different. No, we were the same. No difference. Our background was not glorious at all. But what was special? Association with Srila Prabhupada. That was special. he had that, you know, that amazing energy, enthusiasm, conviction, no doubt. If you listen to Srila Prabhupada's voice, it is like the roaring of a lion in a forest. And all these creatures, these little nasty animals, they all flee away in fear. Just hearing Prabhupada's voice is so powerful. One time he gave a class in Indian Hindi, and his Western disciples were there, and Prabhupada spoke in Hindi. So they didn't understand anything. And later on they pointed out to Srila Prabhupada, we didn't understand. And Prabhupada replied, it doesn't matter whether you understand, just hearing the voice, that's sufficient. That can already destroy so many doubts, just hearing that voice. This is why we cannot overemphasize the importance of associating with Srila Prabhupada. He's our everyone's founder acharya. We must associate with him as much as possible. Hearing his classes, hearing his kirtans, watching his videos, how Srila Prabhupada chanted Hare Krishna. Just recently I noticed, I watched one video, and I didn't see that before, how humble Srila Prabhupada was. So tolerant. He was surrounded by, you know, heavy devotees. The Prabhupada was tolerated. I remember in Germany again, when Srila Prabhupada visited 74, all the brahmacharis were wearing white and a sannyas top. White dhotis and a sannyas top. Srila Prabhupada didn't say one word. Just tolerated, okay. They're enthusiastic. The brahmacharis are not supposed to wear white and a sannyas top. He didn't say one word. So tolerant. He only could see one thing. They have enthusiasm. Like I mentioned the other day, they have life. This is what Srila Prabhupada appreciated. Because he had that, you know, sad experience with the Gaudiya Math at that time. There was no life left. That practically destroyed everything. The whole mission was destroyed. No life. This is why Prabhupada appreciated and encouraged always, if there's some life, somebody has some life. It doesn't matter, you know, how they're dressed, just they have life, there's some life there. that spark, he always wanted to fan that spark. Someone has some life. There's some hope that Krishna consciousness will spread because someone has life. So that we should always maintain very careful. Inspiration, life, enthusiasm, conviction, no doubts. And again, if any of these qualities are lacking, then let us associate foremost with Srila Prabhupada. He had no doubts. That's for sure. He had no doubts. And he had the topmost taste for the holy name. One of his god brothers, he mentioned to other god brothers that why was Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada so successful? And you know, they had different ideas. But he replied, because he had full conviction in the holy name, full faith in the holy name. This is why he was so successful. So I have to. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanande. Hare Hare.